Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
You are a coach. If you are if you're a business coach, you're a lifestyle coach, you're a wellness coach, you're a fitness coach, this message is for you. Today, we're talking about three things be doing in order to get sales, right? Because we're intentionally putting our information out into the domain, speaking directly to our ideal clients to get the sales that we want. Yeah. So we want to make sure that we are doing something intentionally. So the first thing, as I said, is you should be sending out an email. Send out an email to your audience today. Send out an email this morning, but you're not sending any generic email. It's not a generic email you're going to be sending. You're going to be sending a very specific email. You want to send that email that is providing your audience with valuable information, right? You want to think about, what is the challenge that my ideal clients are experiencing right now? What are the questions I've been asked over the weekend? What are the questions I've been asked over the last 10 days? And you want to send an email that is teaching them something, that is sharing some kind of tool, resource, some breaking some myth, giving them some kind of motivation, something like that, right? That is what you want to send. And then when you share that valuable information, you want to link it to something else that you're selling, right? So if you share some valuable information about weight loss or something like that, specifically to your audience, you want to then encourage them to buy from you, because people are expecting you to sell to them, right? They joined your email list to get this valuable information, but as well to be sold to their gathering cobwebs, right? You want to be busy and booked, and not busy booked and broke, as I said, right? But busy, booked, and profitable. That is what we want, right? Busy, booked, and profitable. And so utilize that email list that you have and send out something that is pretty valuable. If you have not sent out an email in a long time to your list, take this opportunity to reintroduce yourself to your audience, tell them who you are, remind them why they signed up to your list, provide them with some value, and then ask for the sale. Link it to your digital product, link it to a free consultation, link it to a free opt-in, something. Just link it to something. Ask them for the sale. So that's the one thing that you can do. Another thing, if you are a coach today, if you are a coach and you want to get more clients, you want to get sales today, besides sending that email, the other thing you can do is do a video, right? Videos always pay off. People want to see you, but they want to hear you. They want to build that know, like, and trust. And a video is a great way for you to do that. If you have not already implemented a video strategy as part of your wider marketing strategy to attract your ideal clients and really increase your revenue, then you are leaving money on the table, as they like to say. You have money slipping through your fingers, because, and I know that video can be intimidating for a lot of people, but let me tell you something. Once you start doing those videos, once you start showing up regularly to your audience, once you start sharing and, you know, letting people see your face and letting people interact with you live on video, it becomes quite easier, much, much easier. You know, practice makes perfect. That's how it goes, right? The more that you do it, the easier it becomes. So videos, besides sending that email, do a video. And your video can be the same thing that you shared in your email. You're repurposing your content, right? So you don't have to figure out three different messages, right? Repurpose your content, right? And share that message that you have in your email as a video. Come and speak to your audience directly. Tell them who this message is for, which one of your ideal clients, because you may have more than one ideal client, and that's fine. But come on, whichever platform is serving you well, because not everybody's on Facebook, not everybody's on Instagram, Some people on LinkedIn, if you can go live on LinkedIn, then do a pre-recorded video and share it with your audience. But share information, share valuable information with your audience that is going to teach them something, that's going to educate them and even entertain them to a point, right? The video does not have to be long. It doesn't have to be long-winded, but it should be educational. It should not just be buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. It should be teaching your audience something, letting them know what you're about, who you're speaking to, and then your expectations. And you offer them something, right? The same way somebody goes on your email list or joins your email list and there's expectation of them to buy, it's the same way people come on your videos with the expectation that I am going to learn something brand new, or I'm going to learn something that is reinforcing information for me, and then I'm going to be asked to do something, right? And whether that thing is, opting in to my email list, whether that thing is downloading some templates or some PDFs, whether that thing is joining my group, whether that thing is signing up for a free webinar, whether that thing is buying my digital product, you want to always ask them for this sale. Let your audience know what is happening in your emails as well as in your videos, guys. Don't sit down on videos. Don't sleep on videos, because if you are not doing videos, right? As I said, you can decide if you want to do live or pre-recorded. I love to do live videos because it gives me opportunity to really interact with my audience in a different way than if I was doing a pre-recorded video. But, you know, you figure out what works best for you. But a video is a great way for you to make that connection and get the sales. And think about it. All these social media platforms that you all are on, they're all making video accessible. There's a reason that they're making video accessible, because they understand their audience. They understand that their audience wants to see and hear the people that they are buying from, right? And they want it in short snippets and that kind of thing. So video is a great way for you to move forward. The other thing is, besides your emails and besides your videos, most of you coaches, if you didn't just start last week, even if you started 6 months ago to a year ago, you would have had some kind of clients before, right? Whether you've had 5 clients or you've had 10 clients. The thing is, you want to follow up with those clients, right? And that's the third thing you can do today as a coach if you want to get sales. We tend to neglect the people who have bought from us and always try to focus on, we want new clients, new clients, new clients. And it's great to always want new clients, but don't neglect the people who have already bought from you, because 80% of people who have bought from you will come back and buy again. Those are your repeat clients. So don't ignore them. In fact, what you are supposed to be doing is following up with them if they're not on your email list, and hopefully they are. But you're supposed to be following up with them on a regular basis and upselling them, because you have a great sense of what they bought in the past to fix whatever challenge that they had, right? So if you have that sense of why did they come to you for career coaching? Why did they come to you for lifestyle coaching? Why did they come to you for mindset coaching? Why did they come to you for wellness coaching? You know what they bought. You should have been keeping track of them, so you know exactly what their progress has been. And if you haven't, that's fine. Reach out to them and ask them, so how have you been? Where are you at this point? What else is happening with you? Are you at the same place? Are you ready to move to the next level? You know, have those conversations, because business is about building relationships. Yes. And you build relationships by having conversations. If somebody joins your group, right? You would know, okay, once they've joined a group, it means that they are ready to do this. Then I can now sell them on a challenge, a 5-day challenge. And then I can now sell them on a digital product. And now I can sell them on a membership. Right? You're supposed to have tiers of things to sell, right? Multiple things to sell, right? So you're not selling the exact same thing over and over. But each one of the things that you're selling is going to be linked to the challenge that they have. And each one of the things is going to get them closer to the results that they are seeking, or helping them to sustain the results that they have achieved because they have worked with you in the past. So do not neglect the people who have bought from you already. Those people are the people who are going to buy from you over and over again. Those people are like your walking billboards. They are going to tell other people about you, and they are going to bring traffic to you. So do not neglect them. As much as you want to focus on getting new clients and that kind of thing, don't neglect those who are already in your funnel, who are already following you, who are part of your email list, right? So as I said, my message today is for those coaches who are ready to start to make sales every single day. Those three simple things you can do today. It's still early, so even if you have not done them already, you have time, valuable information, right? And then offer them some solution. Encourage them to buy from you. The second thing, do a live video. You upsell them or you cross-sell them whatever your solution is, right? Guys, you are supposed to be setting up a business where you are making money every single day. You are creating those daily sales activities so that every day you are coming out and doing something that is a no-brainer. And the thing is, you can send emails every single day. Once you've created different segments of your audience, you can send an email to different segments of your audience. Yeah? So it's not the same email going to your general email list. And that's what I do. Every week, my general email list gets an email from me, but everybody does not get the same email because I understand why some people joined my list. Some people join my list for marketing support. Some people join my list for content support. Some people join my list for sales support. And once I segment my audience like that, I would know, okay, this program would make sense for this segment of my audience. So it's not going to go out to everybody. It's going to go out to this segment of my audience and this segment only. Yeah. And so that's how you keep the conversations alive. Yes, you keep the conversations alive like that. So you send emails, you do a video, and the video, as I said, can be a repurpose of what you sent in the email. So it does not have to, you don't have to reinvent the wheel per se. And then you follow up with your past clients. So those are three simple steps any coach can take today to get sales in their business. There's so many other things, but I want you to just start off with those three things. Get comfortable with those three things today to get the sale. Remember to ask for the sale, share valuable information, and then ask for the sale, right?
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.